Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Paris and the area that has some of the most multicultural cuisine in the French capital, Belleville. Our guide is Monocle's Rebecca Rossman.
Every time I think of Belleville, my favorite neighborhood in Paris, I think of Edith Piaf's signature song, La Vie en Rose, literally meaning life in pink. The song's about looking at life through rose-colored lenses, choosing to look on the upside even when everything else seems down. Piaf was born in Belleville in 1915. A plaque bearing her name sits just above her childhood home, located on 72 Rue de Belleville. Belleville has long been an entry point for Paris's working class immigrants, and its multicultural cuisine is a testament to that. Kosher bakeries stand alongside Algerian couscous counters. Chinese takeouts still outnumber the growing number of Instagram-friendly hip restaurants, if only slightly. Belleville is the closest thing Paris has to a melting pot of people, flavors, and everything in between. Starting with Goshen. Yes, the tables are smashed together in the cramped space, which means not only are you eating over your neighbors, you're also creating a fire hazard. And also, yes, the staff could be a bit friendlier. But where Goshen lacks in aesthetics and service, it certainly makes up for with its staple dish, Chinese dumplings, or ravioles in French. Customers can choose from more than a dozen fillings, but my personal favorite is pork and chai. The dumplings come fresh out of the pan with a perfectly caramelized crust on the bottom that creates a mouth-watering texture worthy of its own patent. Add a couple of side dishes for sharing, like the garlicky roasted eggplant salad or sautéed Chinese cabbage. The whole meal will come in at less than 10 euros a person, making it one of the best deals in all of Paris. Less than a 5-minute walk west is Chez Ramona, a Spanish grocer and restaurant that serves up hearty portions of homemade paella, Spanish tortilla, and other Spanish delicacies. Ramona opened this épicerie in the 1960s. The decor hasn't changed much since then, with kitsch relics lining the walls, but the priorities here are the hospitality and the food. Ramona and her family will greet you with open arms. All you have to do is tell them how many people are in your party. The next thing you know, a giant casserole of yellow rice topped with generous portions of mussels, prawns, clams, peppers, and other goodies will land on your table, all polished off with copious amounts of vino roja. If you're looking for something a bit more fancy and a bit more French, Belleville has that too. Run by a husband and wife duo, Le Baratin is an award-winning French bistro that sources fresh, local ingredients paired with a carefully selected natural wine list. Raquel Carena is in charge of the kitchen while her husband Philippe manages the front of the house. Dishes like coq au vin and cordon bleu aren't so much reinvented as they are given an ever so slight facelift, proving that all you need to take ordinary to extraordinary is fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Le Baratin's lunch deal is one of the best you can find in Paris. 19 euros in exchange for an appetizer, a main dish, and dessert. When I'm looking for a quick snack, I head to Chez René et Gabin, a kosher Tunisian restaurant that fills up during the Friday lunch service. Opened for more than 30 years now, René et Gabin is one of Belleville's last standing kosher establishments. Its red and white interiors stick out like a sore thumb, alongside its hip, trendy neighbors. But René et Gabin isn't trying to be cool, and it doesn't need to. I come here for the house specialty, a Tunisian tuna sandwich, a crusty white roll stuffed with fresh cucumber, tomato, potatoes, hard-boiled egg, and tuna topped with spicy harissa sauce. Once I'm stuffed with food, I have to wash it down with something. My favorite place to do that is at Eau Folie, the neighborhood bar where locals from all walks of life come to share a glass alongside the spacious outdoor terrace that spills onto the Rue de Belleville. Nothing here by way of drinks is exceptional, but it has everything you need. A standard glass of red, white, or rosé for €2.50, and €4 pints. The bar's iconic zinc table and red neon sign are relics that serve as reminders of its long-standing history. Located just steps from Edith Piaf's childhood home, the singer started her career performing here, all while looking through rose-colored glasses. For Monocle in Paris, I'm Rebecca Rossman.
This has been episode number 142 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Rebecca for the tour in the Paris neighborhood of Belleville. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.